Well, good afternoon and welcome to another Back to School program. WNEG goes back to school, and today we're at Liberty Elementary School, and we're joined by Principal Dr. Connie Yearwood and Assistant Principal Carla Smith, and we welcome you to our WNEG goes back to school, and thank you for welcoming me here.
Oh, Phil, we always look forward to having you come and do the WNEG goes back to school to highlight some of the things that we do at Liberty Elementary, the best school in Georgia.
Well, we are excited to be here today, and it's going to be a little bit different program a little bit later on. We're going to be joined by a studio audience, and we're going to have guests for the children. They're going to join us, and also teachers are going to join us, correct?
That's correct, and then we also have students who will be the live studio audience. We want them to learn the importance of how to be a respectful, contributing audience and the role that you have as an audience, and then we want them to learn a little bit about broadcasting, because hopefully some of them we'll see a spark today that excite them about a future career.
Well, I'm nervous as we
You'll do fine.
But it'll be a lot of fun. Well, let's talk a little about off to a great start this school year.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. A great start. Students have settled into routines and procedures, as have teachers. When you come to our school, it feels very calm. It feels very energized. The culture is very strong here. Students are understanding that they're here to learn, to be caring, and to be safe. And hopefully the students will be able to talk to you about that a little bit when you interview them later on.
Yeah, we'll hear from them on that. And great instructional focus. Tell us about that. What's your instructional focus here?
Well, we have two primary focuses for instruction. The first is, of course, a strong foundation in reading. We talk to the children about if you can read, you can learn to do anything, and they chant that because they truly believe in the power of reading, as do the adults in this building. But in addition to the foundational reading skills, we have to teach children a foundational understanding of our base 10 number system. So we focus on early numeracy as well. With our system set up in the way we are, so that we have the opportunity to truly focus on those early literacy and numeracy skills, when they leave us and go to Tocoa Elementary, they have to be ready to learn with the skills that they need in those number and reading concepts.
And speaking of reading, we'll jump over to Carla. Tell us about the levelized reading program that you have here.
Yes, sir. So we'd like for teachers to send home levelized text based on the students' individualized reading levels. That way they get lots of practice on their specific level, and it meets their needs where they are. The parents can spend time reading with the students at home, even if it's the same book over and over several times, and they're practicing those reading and phonics skills with those levelized readers.
Mm-hmm. And now you also have like a reader in me program?
Well, it's a leader in me.
A leader in me.
Leader, not
reader in me. Leader in me.
Right, okay. But that sounds good. Yeah. I like reader in me.
Yeah.
There's a reader
in
all of
us,
right?
Yeah, we'll start that one.
And we can say today a reader, tomorrow a leader, right?
That's good. Yeah. I like it.
The leader in me program is district-wide, K-8, that we're implementing here at Liberty Elementary. It's a program where we're building leadership in our students. So it's based on the 7 habits of highly effective people, and it helps the students take on leadership roles, take responsibility for their actions and for their learning, and it's a great program. We use vocabulary such as being proactive, seek first to understand, put first things first, things like that, those 7 habits. So it's very effective. I've seen it in other schools before. And it definitely brings out the leadership qualities in the students.
Very good. And Dr. Yearwood, you're talking about a little bit about the AR program here. It's a little bit different here at Liberty Elementary, isn't it?
I think so. Yes, Accelerated Reader, or AR, has been in our county for many, many years. I know my children are grown and gone now, but they used that program when they were in elementary school. We have a little bit of a different focus here with Accelerated Reader, in that students do read within a zone of proximal development. That's just big words to say they're reading exactly what they should be reading to be most successful. And then the teachers monitor their accuracy as well as their points, and then their reading growth. And as a result, we set goals. And so when the children reach their goals, we have a bell, a Liberty bell, and you'll hear the children ringing that bell, and the children are very serious about it. You ring that bell when you meet your goal. And then we do, every quarter, we do an incentive. We're having a DJ dance party for the students who meet their goals. But Phil, I want the parents and I want everyone to understand that the goals are easily attainable because they're individual for each and every child. And with the right amount of practice and support at home and support in the classroom, the children can reach their goals. So if a child doesn't get to ring the bell or go to the party, it's for lack of trying because the goals are really attainable.
Very good. So it's a great way for all to participate, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what do you feel about the culture here at Liberty Elementary School? I know you want to set that up top. So.
Well, I believe culture and relationships carry everything that you do. I always say the culture carries the hard work, and it's hard work when you're teaching children to read, to learn how to be part of a educational culture and to have high expectations of themselves. And when you're helping children to set goals and recognize the leadership characteristics in themselves at 6 and 7 years old, it is hard work. But we always say hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So the hard work has to be coupled with the support to help them reach those high expectations. You're going to see that later on with our live studio audience. When you train children and expect them to do what you're asking them to do, they'll rise up.
Yeah.
And with the adults as well. So the culture is very important here. The children, we do a lot of fun things in this building. We have a morning news broadcast. We're in the first quarter, so you'll see all the kids walking down the hall holding up that first finger like we're first quarter. They know the focus is on safety. We can't do anything else unless we keep us safe. Just a strong culture that the children really buy into. And they're saying, I love to be here. I love this school. And one of the children actually started me saying it's the best school in Georgia. She got out of the car one morning and said, we're the best school in Georgia. And I just went with that. And so when we greet children in the morning, we're telling them that. And I believe when they believe it, they'll achieve it.
That's very good. I love that hard work defeats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's great. I'm going to carry that with me. That's a great saying. I like that. So we're going to meet students. We're going to meet teachers here on our program today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Anything else to add before we move
I don't
on?
Think so. I just want to thank our community, our school board, our district leadership, our parents for supporting us at Liberty Elementary and making us be the best school in Georgia for first and second graders. Without that strong support, our facilities are beautiful. Our facilities are safe. We have a wonderful fence system. We have great security system at our school. We have all the resources that we need to make our work as educators easier and better for our children. And then our parents truly support us. We have Liberty Cafe. They come in and eat lunch with their children there. And then we have a long list of volunteers this year. And it's really exciting to see the community stepping up to support our school.
Very good. Dr. Connie Yearwood, Carla Smith, thank you for having us here at Liberty Elementary School. And let's meet some students. One of our favorite things to do is to talk with the students here at Liberty Elementary School. We have a chance right now to meet some of these students. We have along with us Ryan Martin, Buxy Kills, Gracie Carter, Addie Shirley, Nathan Sprouse, and Lizzie Cords. And we're going to start with Ryan. Ryan, we've said your name, but tell us about what grade you're in and who's your teacher.
I'm in fifth grade, and my teacher is Miss Arnold.
Okay. What do you like about school, Ryan?
What I like about school is science class.
Science. What do you like most about science?
Coloring.
Coloring. Oh, good, good. So tell us about the code of conduct at Liberty Elementary School. Can you tell us about that?
The code of conduct is learning, be caring, and be safe.
Very good. And what do you think makes Liberty Elementary School a great school?
Teachers, Miss Kathy, and I'm the principal.
All right, very good. Well, Ryan, what have you learned so far this year? What's some of your favorite things you've learned?
What I've learned so far this year is AR test and writing.
Writing, okay. So what makes you most excited about school and learning?
Learning more science.
Learning more science. Very good. All right, we'll pass it along. Let's go to Buxy. Buxy Kills is your name. And tell us about your grade and teacher.
My grade is second grade, and my teacher's name is Mrs. Coffin.
Okay. So what do you like about school, Buxy?
The staff is caring, and they make me feel safe.
All right. So what's your thought on a code of conduct here at Liberty Elementary School?
Learning, be caring, and be safe.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what makes Liberty a great school to you, Buxy?
Everybody is willing to learn and be caring.
Willing to learn and be caring. That is good. That is good. So what's some one thing that you have learned so far this year?
To be respectful to others.
Respectful to others. Very good. And what makes you most excited about the rest of the year learning?
Everybody will get a chance to be up here and talk with you.
Yeah, very good. All right. Thank you so much, Buxy. Let's go on to Gracie Carter. Hey, Gracie.
Hey.
what grade are you in, and what teacher do you?
I'm in second grade, and my teacher is Miss Stone.
Very good. So, what do you like about school, Gracie?
I like math, and I like art, and I like music, and I like all of my activity teachers.
All right, all right. What are some of the activities you do?
Sometimes in art we paint, sometimes in science we learn about plants, sometimes in gym we do free choice and all kinds of things.
That sounds great. Well, what do you think about the code of conduct at Liberty Elementary School?
I think it's nice to have the Pledge of Allegiance and have the news in our school.
Very good. You look forward to the news every day? What do you think makes Liberty Elementary School a great school?
I think the principals, I think the teachers, and I think the substitutes.
Mm-hmm. And what have you learned so far this year?
I've learned subtraction. Right now I'm learning... Times.
Okay. So what are you most excited about the rest of the year?
I'm excited about the DD dance parties, and I'm excited about the new activities we're going to do.
All right. You like to dance?
I like gymnastics better.
Okay. Thank you, Gracie. Very good job. All right. Let's go over to, we have Addie. Okay, Addie Shirley. All right, Addie, tell us about your grade and your teacher.
I'm in second grade, and my teacher's name is Miss Duncan.
Okay, and what do you like about school, Addie?
Recess.
You like recess? That's good. That was my favorite, too. What's the code of conduct at Liberty Elementary School, Addie?
Be safe, be caring.
Okay, and what makes... In your opinion, what makes Liberty Elementary School a great school?
The teachers are nice.
The teachers are nice. That's good. That is good. So what have you learned so far this year, and what are you most excited about learning?
Minus and plus, and I'm excited to learn times.
Okay, very good. We'll pass it along. Thank you, Addie Shirley. Now we're now with Nathan Sprouse. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Tell us about your grade and your teacher.
I'm in first grade, and my teacher is Miss King.
Miss King, all right. What do you like about school, Nathan?
Our activity teachers.
Activities, yeah. Okay. What's your thought on the code of conduct at Liberty Elementary School?
Be safe, be caring, and learn.
Be safe, be caring, and learn. Very good. Well, what makes Liberty Elementary School a great school to you?
Everything.
Everything. Good. Good answer. What have you learned so far this year?
Being nice to people.
Be nice to people. And what are you most excited about learning the rest of the year?
Times.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. That is Nathan Sprouse, and we're going to go over, pass it over one more here. What's your name?
Lizzie.
And what's your last name, Lizzie?
Lizzie Kors,
okay. And who is your teacher, and what grade are you in?
I'm in first grade, and my teacher is Miss Shanks.
Miss Shanks, okay. What do you like about school, Lizzie?
I like math.
You like math, all right. And... what do you like most about math?
Plus math.
Plus math, okay. So what do you think about the code of conduct at Liberty Elementary School? What is the code of conduct?
Be caring, be safe, and learn.
Be caring, be safe, and learn. Great message. What makes Liberty Elementary School a great school, Lizzie?
The teacher.
The teachers. Good, good. So what have you learned so far this year, and what are you most excited about learning?
Some more math.
Learning some more math. Very good. All right. Well, great. Thank you very much, Lizzie. And thank you, Addie, Nathan, Lizzie, Ryan, Buxy, and Gracie. You all did a great job. Give a big hand to... There you go. Well, we're now joined by some teachers here at Liberty Elementary School. We are excited to welcome them. And we'll go to each one. Let's go ahead and pass the mic along and introduce yourselves, if you would.
Okay, I'm Kathy Doan, and I teach second grade here at Liberty.
I'm Sunny Koth, and I also teach second grade at Liberty.
I'm Jody Shanks, and I teach first grade here at Liberty.
I'm Mr. Jamie Daniel, and I'm the school counselor here at Liberty.
I'm Rebecca Ward. I'm the media specialist here at Liberty.
I'm Megan King, and I teach first grade.
I'm Lori Duncan, and I teach second grade.
I'm Elizabeth Arnold, and I teach first grade.
Very good. Great group of teachers we have here. We're excited. And as we said, we've got a studio audience is along with us here today as well. First time we've ever had that, I think, on our Back to School program. So this is a first. And we'll start with Kathy. Tell us about the current role you're taking here at Liberty Elementary School. You mentioned what grade level, but how long have you been teaching? How long at Liberty Elementary School?
Okay, this is my ninth year teaching, and I have been at Liberty all of those 9 years. And I serve on leadership team, which is all of us here, and Mr. Daniel too. And we just work on setting the tone as far as our grade levels go and just having input and then being able to spread information down to our grade levels.
So ninth year here. Tell us about the instructional focus here at the school.
It's really great. The instructional focus last year and then again this year is reading heavy. Like, we want to make sure that kids leave us knowing how to read, and we want to do everything we can to meet each learner where they are to give them what they need.
Have you seen much change in the 9 years since you've
been? Oh, yes. A lot of change, and it's good. Yeah. It's good. We're seeing progress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always think it's set up top with Dr. Yearwood, but the culture here at Liberty Elementary mm-hmm. School, tell us about it.
It's a great culture. You've heard our students can tell you the culture as far as our code of conduct really sets the tone here. The expectations are clear, but they're also high expectations, and our kids really do rise to those. So it's a great culture of learning, but it's also fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you think, that want parents to know and the community to know about Liberty Elementary?
We want them to know that we welcome them in here. We want them to be a part of their child's education. We want to support them at home when they're working with them, and we just really value their input.
Very good. Thank you. Kathy Doan along with Sunny Coffin, also with us. Sunny, welcome.
Hi there.
Tell us about your role here at the school, and tell us about how long you've been teaching and how long you've been at Liberty Elementary School.
I am on the leadership team here at Liberty. This is my 15th year of teaching. 10 of those have been at Liberty Elementary, and this is my 12th year in second grade.
All right, so you and Kathy have been at Liberty almost the same amount of time here.
A lot of us have been here for a while.
And you've seen a number of changes too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, tell us about, share a celebration from the first few weeks of school that happened here at Liberty.
Well, whenever the school year starts, the kiddos are having to learn us, we're having to learn them, and like school-wide, they're having to learn our expectations, and it's been fun to watch all of them kind of settle down, embrace the culture of being safe, being caring, and learning at school. Even difference in like hallway behavior, how we start the year to where we are now. It's just amazing to see how they jump in and become part of Team Liberty.
I was mentioning about being in front of a studio audience, and I'm not used to that, but you're in front of a studio audience every day while you're in front of your classes, right?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to speak in front of 100 kids rather than one or two grown-ups.
So you've been here at Liberty for 10 years. What do you think about the culture here at the school?
Overall, it's so positive. We have good support from our parents. Like I said earlier, the kiddos have bought into that culture of being safety-minded and caring and learning. Everybody's excited to be here, and I don't just say that because I'm on the radio. Like, I genuinely mean everybody is excited to be here.
And if you had one message to send out about Liberty Elementary School, what would it be?
To quote Dr. Yearwood, we're the best school in Georgia.
Love it. Good answer. Good answer. All right, we'll move along to. That's right. We jumped around a little bit. Ms. Shanks, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What's your first name, Ms. Shanks?
Jody.
Okay.
Jody Shanks.
Do the children know your first name?
They do now.
Okay. Very good. Well, Jody, thank you for being with us. Tell us about how long you've been here at Liberty Elementary School.
I have been here at Liberty for 9 years, but this is my 28th year teaching.
28 years. Wow. And that is incredible. But where were you before you came to Liberty?
In Houston, Texas.
Houston. So it's kind of a, what have you seen the changes in education over the years?
Oh, yes, there's been lots of changes, but children are children, and they want to learn, and they want to do and be all that they can be.
Tell us a little about the instructional focus at Liberty Elementary School.
Our instructional focus, especially in first grade, is definitely reading. Have a saying through Dr. Yearwood that says, if they can read, they can do anything, and that is absolutely true. And we repeat that in the mornings at various times, and the children are really buying into that. And in their buying into that, they are really making the effort to try and make those letters come together to make words so that they can go down the hall and ring that bell. Mm-hmm. Which is one of our culture things here at school.
And teaching the loving of reading is big, isn't it?
Because
you're hit by so many different things in the social world today. It used to be you just got sat down with a book and you would use that imagination and live. So it's important to keep children on that track, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Anything else to add about Liberty Elementary School?
Just that we're the best school in Georgia. We say it and we believe it.
That's important. That's important. Jody Shanks, thank you so much. We'll go to Jamie Daniel, who is a counselor here at Liberty Elementary School. Tell us about your role here as counselor.
Yes, sir. So this is my first year at Liberty Elementary. So far it's been really great. Coming in, everybody was telling me it's the best school in Georgia, and I have definitely learned that it's the best school in Georgia. Mm-hmm. The teachers have already hit on it. The culture is super awesome. But my specific role is to help students outside of the classroom, especially if they're needing additional assistance. I do individual counseling. We're going to be doing some small groups. I do a lot of classroom guidance lessons as well as promoting attendance at school.
Where did you come here from?
I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia, mm-hmm. but I came to college at Toccoa Falls, worked there for a couple of years while working on my master's in school counseling.
Very good. And when you're working with first and second graders, it's a different role probably as a counselor. What do you deal with mostly when you're working with first and second grade?
Our biggest thing is learning how to control our emotions. That's a big thing, especially at young age. Even sometimes I have a hard time controlling my emotions. So the kids teach me and remind me to also do deep breaths when I'm getting a little frustrated as well.
I need that too.
Yes, sir.
Well, we were talking about a celebration the first few weeks of school. Touch on that a little bit.
Celebrations. One of the big things we've already mentioned a little bit is when kids meet their reading goal, they get to ring the bell. And so every time a student meets their reading goal, you hear that bell ring, and then everybody's clapping, everybody's patting the kid on the back. And yesterday we actually saw a kid who was trying to ring the bell. And Dr. Yearwood's like, don't ring the bell if you didn't meet it. And so other kids are literally like, you didn't meet your reading goal yet. You better not ring that bell. So that's awesome to see that how, again, they're buying into the culture. So good celebration.
A good form of peer pressure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So what would you like parents to know about Liberty Elementary your school and what might help them as they move through the year?
Yeah, I would say definitely get involved. My role is to get the parents involved throughout the school year, so be looking out for opportunities. We're definitely going to do a career week, so we'd love for parents to come in. Also, don't forget to read with your child. That's a big focus here at Liberty is, you know, teaching your kids to read. And while we do it at school, it's very important for them to read with their kids at home.
Very good. Thank you very much. Jamie Daniel along with us. So we've got, we'll jump over to our other side here, Rebecca along with us. Rebecca has been on our program before.
Yes, hello.
So you go to different schools, right? Tell us about your role here at Liberty Elementary School.
So here at Liberty, I'm the media specialist and I work in the library. I do tons of stuff with reading and with the books, and then I also do a lot with technology as well. So it's a dual role, doing the reading and the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Jamie just talked about the reading goals, and so we're really excited this year. We are getting some new books in our library to meet all the different reading levels that the kids are on, and we want them to take those books home. We want the parents to read with them at home as well as reading at school so that they can be the best they can be, because if you can read, you can do anything.
That's right. Good message. And now you are, as we said, we're at Big A Elementary School. We had you on the program just the other day.
Yes.
So what's the transition for you going from Big A to Liberty, and how's that work?
So Big A is pre-K kindergarten. At Big A, we're working on laying the foundation for kids and getting them ready for what they're going to be doing when they get to Liberty. We're working on reading, and we actually were able to start introducing Accelerated Reader at Big A for kindergarten this year, which is great to get them exposed to that program, learn how to use that program so that when they get to Liberty and they start having those reading goals, they'll know what to do, they'll be used to it, and then they can be successful with that. We're also working on learning how to use technology. When they come to Liberty, we are one-to-one Chromebooks, which is awesome. And so every kid is assigned a Chromebook, and it's theirs for the year, and they use that for all of their technology. So at Big A, we're working on teaching them how to use a Chromebook. When they get to Liberty, they know how to use it, and they can be successful with that as well.
Very good. Now, well, Rebecca, what might you help parents out there as they move through the year?
I think just kind of like Jamie said, read with your kids. They're bringing books home. They're coming to the library. Get those books out. Listen to your child read. Read to your child. It's going to help them be the best they can be. Reading just takes lots of practice. And so the best thing they can do to help them is read with them every single night. Make it a habit and just continue that. And that's going to really help them be successful.
Thank you, Rebecca. All right, we'll go over to Megan King. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
And you're teaching what grade now?
First.
First grade. All right. Well, tell us about how long you've been teaching, how long you've been at Liberty Elementary School.
I have been at Liberty since this became the first and second grade school. This is my 17th year, and 16 of those in first grade, and one in fourth grade.
Wow, wow. So you must love first grade.
I do.
Well, you're getting them at a great age. And what makes you most excited about working with first graders?
I could not imagine spending my day with anybody else than a room full of 6 and 7 year olds. They are so excited. Everything that I do is funny. It's fun. And they love to be here. And I love to be here with them.
Wonderful. Well, talk about the instructional focus. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but here at Liberty Elementary School, what are you focusing on?
We focus heavily on reading, because once they can learn how to read, then they can start reading to learn how to do other things. And so our biggest push right now is making sure that the kids are reading and learning how to read and practicing their reading skills.
We're talking about the culture here at the school, and you've been a part of it for a while now. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the culture.
The culture here, I love it because there are really high expectations for everybody. We have high expectations for Dr. Yearwood. She has high expectations for us, and we have high expectations for the students. And so far, everybody seems to be reaching those and at least working towards them.
Yeah, you can really feel the great connection here. And any message for the parents out there that you work with the students?
Yes, I think just the biggest is that this is a partnership. We can't do it by ourselves, and they've got to help at home. The best way to do that is just practice and reading, and if the children will really reach their maximum potential when we work together.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
We'll go over to Lori Duncan. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
How long have you been at Liberty Elementary School?
I have been at Liberty for 23 years.
23 years. Wow. Is that the longest of anyone?
No.
No.
Close?
Never mind. Yeah. Close.
23 years. What kind of changes have you seen over the
years?
I've
seen a lot of changes. I started out in first grade mm-hmm. and then went to kindergarten, and I've been in second the longest. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of changes in this school, a lot.
Well, of course, you had first or kindergarten through fifth?
We had pre-K.
At the elementary schools
pre-K through
for
fifth.
A long time until that. That yes. changed over. So, but you've been dealing with the younger ages for,
right.
for quite a while.
Right.
Tell us about the instructional focus here at Liberty Elementary School.
It's definitely what everyone else has said. It's reading. Our children are learning how to read so that they can read to learn as they go into the older grades. And so it's very important that we focus on that right now. Mm-hmm.
You said 23 years. Have you seen many changes in the children as they come in? Or
the children themselves are the same, but the rigor is higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just with the world changing the way
yeah, it is. Yeah, it yeah, is. Yeah.
And that's why we focus so much on reading, right? Because,
right.
I mean, you could do, there's other things out there, but you're not going to be able to be successful in other things unless you learn that basic.
Right, the foundation.
Yeah,
we're building that foundation
yeah.
for them.
What do you think about the culture here at Liberty Elementary School? You've seen a lot
yes.
in 23 years.
I love it because it is so, I mean, of course we're first and second grade, but it's so child-centered. And every child in this school at some point throughout the year is going to be recognized for some accomplishment, and I love that because, you know, I mean, they're proud of themselves, and we're proud of them for working so hard. So I do love that about our school.
And recognizing children sets a positivity
it
that
does.
They can carry on
it
in
does.
Life, for sure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We'll go over to Ms. Arnold.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. All right. And how long have you been at Liberty Elementary School?
I've been at Liberty for 13 years. This is my 14th year teaching. I did pre-K a year.
Pre-K. Okay. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little about the instructional focus in your opinion here at Liberty Elementary School.
Just like everyone else has said, we do instruct on reading. But in first grade, we start with phonemic awareness. And so we build, you know, the foundation, and then once we get the phonics down, then they can transition to readers and then read to learn.
What makes you most excited as you move through the year? Because, you know, we're just starting the school year, so you're seeing things at the beginning. But what do you hope to see? What's your goal at the end of the year?
Well, as when they come to us in first grade, you know, they're not as independent because, you know, kindergarten. And so by the end of the year, we see huge growth. So when they come to us from first grade, they're on a D. And we jump all the way to a J reading level. So we see huge growth. To me, that's why I love first grade. I feel like that's when the light bulb goes off for reading and we just see the most growth.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about a lot about the culture here at Liberty Elementary School. What do you feel about it?
Like everyone else has said, we there's high expectations here. We all collaborate together. We're all a team. We're all expected to do our jobs, as well as the children each have a job as well at school.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I think we have one more guest. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Yeah, it slipped in behind me there. Your name?
Stacy Dean.
Stacy Dean. And Stacy, what grade are you teaching?
I teach art.
You're
so teach I
teach art.
All the students.
All the students.
All
right.
The
very
students.
Good. What makes you most excited about seeing the students during the year?
Oh, their excitement. Just like the other teachers have said, it's a fun age to teach. I've taught K through 5 before, but first and second is really where the fun is, I think. They get excited about learning.
Yeah. What do you work with mostly in the art classes?
Well, I like to expose them to all kinds of different art mediums, from painting to clay, and let them explore things they don't necessarily get to use at home or in the classroom so that they can see what all is out there for creating.
So you're working with the first and second graders. What's the difference in the first, what the first graders are working with, and what's the second graders working with?
First grade, we kind of just start out the basics, you know, how you mix colors. And then with second grade, we just build on it from there, just kind of expanding their knowledge, maybe learn about some artists or art history. And so we just build upon what they've learned in first grade.
Good. Anything you can pass along to the parents out there that might help them with art during the year?
Sure. I'm going to plug our two musicals for Miss Acreage. She has a musical in December around Christmas time, and that's our two of our second grade teams, I believe, will be participating, and then the other second graders will be participating in a spring musical. And we will also have an art show in the spring that will show off all of our clay projects that we complete in first and second grade.
Miss Acreage probably just not excited enough about it.
We have to keep the mic away from Miss Acreage.
She's like, it's always a lot of fun, always a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you to all the teachers. Let's have a big hand for the teachers today and the work that they do here at Liberty Elementary School. We're back here to wrap up our program. What a day we had here. It was a lot of fun meeting the students, great teachers, staff here at Liberty Elementary School. We're back joined by Dr. Connie Yearwood and Carla Smith and the administration here. And that was just a lot of fun.
I'm so glad that you came and that you gave us an opportunity to have that live studio audience and that opportunity for our students to be active participants.
And they did so great, the studio audience. They kept quiet and cheered when we asked them to. They were
just I believe I told you, when you have high expectations and you give them the support needed to meet those expectations, they'll rise up.
That's right. And speaking of rising up, Carla, you got a number of businesses and groups that have really risen up in the community and really helped the school. Tell us about that.
We really do, Phil. We have several restaurants in our community who have supported us with our Lunch with the Principal program that we have here. Lunch with the Principal is an initiative for code of conduct and behavior. We recognize when a student is going above and beyond, keeping their promises to be caring, to learn, and to be safe. We have Lunch with the Principal on Fridays. That if we have a whole school week, we have Lunch with the Principal, and we have several restaurants who have supported us in that. We also have several churches in our community who have made donations to support us with our teachers' lounge through things like coffee and forks and napkins and plates and things like that, and we really appreciate those donations from our community.
And Dr. Yearwood, I want to touch on something. There's new legislation. Tell us about that here, and it's involving Liberty Elementary School.
It really does. Actually, kindergarten through third grade is now required by the state of Georgia through a literacy legislation, loosely known as the dyslexia law, to make sure that we have a strong focus on phonemic awareness and phonics so that we can make sure we catch students who have a learning disability that's related to, could be related to dyslexia, which is actually not a reading disability. Dyslexia is a processing disability that is noted through the child's ability to read. So really a lot of focus on that here, but Phil, we're already in that lane. We were already a strong foundation working on phonemic awareness and fluency. So at Liberty, we are meeting all those expectations of that literacy legislation. I'm really happy about that, that it's not additional work that we have to do. It's what we're already doing.
We heard so much during our program about the culture here at Liberty Elementary School, and that starts up top, and I want to thank you, Dr. Yearwood and Carla, for the roles that you play here at the school as well, so because you can tell it starts up top and it moves through the teachers and through the students as well. So.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity to showcase the great things at our school, and I always look forward to having you every year.
Well, great to be here again. Liberty Elementary School today for our WNEG Goes Back to School. Tomorrow we'll be at Toccoa Elementary School, so tune in then for WNEG Goes Back to School. From Liberty Elementary School, I'm Phil Hobbs.